If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Top of the morning, this is your boy Darren Green. You already know what it is. Welcome to the Darren Green Show. I'm here joined with a friend of the show, of course. He was on here before, content creative that's behind the page, The Daily Hip Hop Tea. This is Antoine Black. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thank you for having me again.
No, Def, I've been trying to get you back on for a minute. I was just working on some things. And I always see that you post your video because you send them to me, child. And I'm like, you know what? Ooh, let me add to the docket, child. Because I'm like, I didn't even see this.
No. Okay. So the reason. Okay. So I like probably send you probably multiple videos a day. Probably, I'm sure. But because the way that I do my TikTok is when I upload my stuff, I just send it out to the first like 10 people of my things, and you just, I guess you just one of the first 10 people because your like video. So
yeah. I didn't. Wow. Okay. So that you put me up on game, but no, keep it coming. I do not mind because like there's topics that I'm like, oh, okay. I need to see about this. I need to if that's gonna be like a topic of discussion for the next episode.
Yes, I'm no, that there. Really help. Do that. The minute your video becomes viewable to people, send it to like the first like after you send 14 people, send it to the 14 people, and then just make sure like maybe one or two of them just like actually click on it and engage with it.
Right. And I do engage too, because I'll be, look, let's be clear, we are all for helping people, this, that, and third, mutual support for my mutuals and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just been a lot going on in the celebrity gossip world this week. Yes. I just did not want to do this alone. So I need somebody that knows topics. Okay. Cause yeah, you be ordered. We got to talk about a Quan child.
Who?
Whisper, honey. Whisper.
Oh, yes. Clank.
No, what you call it? Not everybody got a nickname, child. I call him Little Miss Three Braids.
I really just, honestly, that's just one person that I purposely did not do like content on because, honey, that's, I don't want to get caught up in the hair. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He might respond to you.
Right. And then next thing you know, he posted my business on the damn line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I purposely just steered clear. But I mean, as far as him like doxing people and stuff like that, he got arrested for like stalking, aggravated stalking or something like that, right?
Yes. We're going to get into it. We have a lot to get into, actually, because what started this whole situation, Tasha K and her words with in regards to Dominique Morgan and T.S. Madison. We got to get into that before we get into the DL Whisper. We also have to talk about an array of things. I mean, the America's Next Top Model situation and how people are blaming Tyra and not them other judges, I guess.
Listen, if they need to put Janice Dickinson on the same pedestal that they put Tyra Banks on because she was saying the most horrendous things to them girls. I would just seen a clip of Janice Dickinson. We can say it.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to know your perspective on that. We also got to talk about Kim Kardashian. I mean, I'm just giving a carousel of what we're going to talk about for the people. But yeah, Kim Kardashian, she's like saying that Ray J's racketeering claims is in jeopardy of her becoming a lawyer or something like that. That was a topic. All that and more coming up on the Now This is the Darren Green Show. We can start off light, because I guess we could start with the Kim Kardashian situation, because apparently she is concerned that the accusations made by Ray J could hurt her chances of becoming like a licensed attorney. According to some court documents, TMZ reported that Kim claims that Ray went too far with publicly suggesting that racketeering charges against the Kardashians would be appropriate. And this is like in regards to, I think, the sex tape, right? Like, it was like he's trying to say that Kris Jenner orchestrated it.
Yeah, that they basically set it up pretty much. That it wasn't, because Kim claims that it was like stolen, leaked footage, all this stuff.
But right.
Ray J's claim, no, like you actually planned this whole thing and your mom was the mastermind. I helped you orchestrate it. So,
child. Yeah, and the whole storyline, because I think would trigger him to say that, because apparently Kim and Kris filed a defamation suit against Ray J because of those words. But I think it came after they had a storyline in which they said, oh, Ray J has an alternate version of the tape that he's going to release or something like that.
That show, yeah, a few years ago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
and they had that whole little storyline where Kanye went and got it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Got the computer or whatever.
I got the computer. Right, okay. I was just like, okay, so I think I see both sides. Like, I don't think it's RICO, because RICO is like if my understanding of RICO is, it's a series of crimes from an entity or a company or a public figure or whatever, but it's not racketeering. But y'all did do some grimy shit. Let's be very clear. Like, y'all, I personally believe Kris orchestrated that whole situation, if you're talking about the sex tape.
Yeah, but I mean, it's definitely not racketeering, but they lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't racketeering, but you're just lying. Like,
Right. And fishing for a storyline and stuff like that. And her even saying that I'm in jeopardy of like me becoming an attorney. I'm like, you're in jeopardy because you're not passing the bar test.
Well, please. Now, I actually am a Kim fan. And I will say that Ray's, I don't feel like he should be saying like all those things, especially if they're not true. She hasn't been indicted. She hasn't been charged. Anything like that's very much defamatory. So I feel what you're saying on that. She probably really just wanted him to shut the fuck up. Like, she probably just wanted him to shut up. Like, she probably wished the judge hit him with a gag order so bad. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's off his rocker. So
he is. Did you hear? I mean, I did have this on the docket originally, but like, you saw him crying out with the blood and stuff like that. Child, did you hear about that?
I thought it was one of them little WWE blood packs that you, when they hit the and then bust out. You know, back in the day, they used to have the little timers and stuff, and they started bleeding when they was fighting in the WWE. I thought that he had some of that situation. Then I seen reports that some reporter or some photographer was saying that it was fake, and then Love commented on a blog saying that it was not fake, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, they were going back and forth with it. I mean,
it was just very performative.
I looked it up. I mean, there is, because we talked about him having heart conditions previously and that he got a couple months to live, air quotes, right? But there is like a condition when you have like heart troubles that you do cry blood. But It's the simple fact that when it was happening, it was like, and then we saw you backstage and you still had the blood on you and stuff. You didn't notice, ooh, I look crazy right now.
Right. That's what I say. Very performative, very much.
Yeah.
Blood pat and popped it. And it like, and Princess, why are you even commenting on this? How you know it's fake when you can't even talk to him per the judge's order? After he done pulled the toolie out on you and your daughter for New Year's Eve.
Right. And we covered that story. We covered that. Okay. I was like, I was definitely much on Princess' side and everything.
Not laughing at DB, by the way. So.
Right. But like, girl, I mean, look,
but like, why are you hopping in the comments, girl? Like, be quiet.
I mean, she's trying to stand in solidarity with her baby father and stuff and all that. I'm like, girl, I don't think that he was faking it. I think that there is some validity to what's going on. Maybe he saw it happen and was like, ooh, this could be like a dramatic effect or whatever. But still, I don't know. It's just, I think he trolls so much, you can't really tell if he's telling the truth or not. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like if it was something that was serious, if it was like a serious thing that he was really concerned about, you would not proceed performing. Like, you wouldn't go through with the performance. Like, you would be like, First of all, she'll feel like that's your, I don't know. That's
just, wipe your eyes, something. Somebody give you a towel.
Put her on too. It's just, it was just very performative. I can't like.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's performative? Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Some health issues. I'm not saying that he doesn't have health issues, but this seemed very much, oh, let me go viral. I want to go viral. Mm-hmm. That's what he gave.
Well, hopefully this Kim Kardashian situation don't put him over the edge again, child, because we don't need no more of that, child. But anyway, let's move on. I don't want to go too fast. We do have some side topics. Did you see? Now, hold on. You saw this shit? This man tried to storm the cockpit. They talk about this celebrity publicist, Ernest Dukes.
Yeah, I seen that, child. They was in Houston, right?
They was. Oh, my goodness.
That's where I'm at, y'all.
That's what you. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah, right. You did say that.
So he definitely about to get placed on the no-fly list. Like,
right. And then you doing this on Delta. Like, how you doing this on Delta of all freaking... Because I heard... I'm not saying Delta is, like, uppity, but, like, it is kind of... People hold that...
They're playing better commercial airlines, for sure. I mean, he definitely about to be on United and Spirit now. So
I just thought it was weird, because, see, I don't... See, now, let me tell you something. If you know me, a lot of my listeners know, I don't do planes. Oh, I'm telling you right now, if I have an inkling that you storming the plane, child, we out. We ready. You ain't getting me.
I literally go to somebody's plane every month, honestly. I love to just travel and go, but he ain't going nowhere no time soon.
So, oh, yeah. No.
He probably got hit with some felony charges, for sure.
Okay, and period. Now, I did want to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith, because this was an interesting topic this week. Basically, she's asking the California court to dismiss the $3 million lawsuit by Belay that was in December 2025, in which it alleges that Jada Pinkett Smith threatened him in a hotel. Also, I believe, the motion was, which was attained by People, Jada Pinkett Smith asked the court to strike Belay's complaint in its entirety, alleging that the lawsuit is in conflict with California's anti-SLAPP statute. And also, the lawsuit was in regards to him talking about his encounter with Will Smith, Willard Smith, and then Dwayne Martin and stuff like that. Y'all remember? Have you watched the Tasha K interviews? Now, I don't like Tasha K, but I ain't gonna lie, I went down the rabbit hole of this Belay situation with the Smiths and him and everything.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched the interview with Tasha K. I've just seen the clips where he was getting like bent over in the trailer.
Like, or murder. Whatever. It was straight murder.
But it was just like, I mean, it's just uncomfortable for me. If this is your best friend, why are you trying to put him on blast? What's your motive? Honestly, like, I feel like his whole spiel was to do this in an attempt to get some money because he got mad. Like, the whole reason he's upset with them is because, like, a situation about them working together for Will Smith's book or something, right? Something like that. So I'm just
it was like, there were situations that were happening. I guess I really don't. I know his motive was that his whole thing is that they are threatening because he witnessed Will and Dwayne Martin allegedly, whatever. And apparently Will had asked him to sign like an NDA form.
Wait, do you believe that? How he caught them being together?
You're asking do I think that it's true that they were.
No, I'm not asking you if you think that it's true that they've been together. I'm asking you if it's true, do you think that's how he caught them together?
Like, just in the trailer, like...
Yes. The way
I think that it's highly weird. I mean, it's possible. I'm not ruling out, because there's certain things that he said on there that I was like, yeah, I don't know if that's 100% true. Like, he tried to sit there and say, he was saying a lot of stuff about what Will did with Jaden and stuff, his own son and stuff. I was like, yeah, no, I don't know about that stuff. Yeah. I do. I've always thought Will could have potentially got a little bit of sugar maybe in the I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, I'm not... Look, there's probable cause. I think that Will definitely... he does a lot of things. Do I think that he caught him in there? It's hearsay, but I do know that it is kind of weird that she wants to dismiss it. Don't you think that it's kind of weird that, I mean, you sued, I mean, you wanted
to. Yeah, you said you wanted to go to court, you wanted to do all of this stuff. That is a little bit suspicious, and honey, we know that they getting down in the Smith house.
Okay.
Based on the fact that the mama was booed up with the friend's son. Mm-hmm. Son's friend. So... whatever they got going on in their bedroom, I feel like it's really kind of like low-key their business. I just don't understand why he feels the need to blast it, but girl, she obviously want to throw it up because it's a little bit.
Now, if Jaguar, she did say that, well, Balai is a scorned lover child. And that's probably what that's another moment.
I can't trust nothing coming from Jack. I seen her throwing ashes on her on her baby daddy at the barbershop. I can't trust nothing.
It becomes hard to believe people that call themselves like, oh, truth tellers and stuff like that. And say, I do an expose and all this other stuff. Cause it's just, yeah, he did say stuff that I'm like, okay, it could be true. But then he'll follow up with things that it's just, okay, I know that's 100% not true. He tried to insinuate that Will did some stuff with his son. And I'm just like, how do you know? I mean, you had the details of the shit with Dwayne Martin, but you can't give us the details with that. Oh, it's in the book. So somebody told you that? Did you catch him in the act? Like what? Like right. You're not giving out the receipts that you're claiming that you have. I will say this. He does have like receipts in regards of he was definitely around these people. He was definitely working with these people. It is kind of weird that they're trying to push the narrative that, oh, we don't know them. And I'm just like, well, y'all did work together like that. Let's not.
I don't know why they're trying to deny them or whatever, but.
I don't know. I think there's multiple different truths. There's their side, there's his side, and then there's the truth. I think that's where we fall into that. I just thought that was an interesting topic.
Scorned lover is crazy.
I mean, well, because he did give that. When I was watching the interviews, I was just like, okay, what is your...
Yeah, from Dwayne to that? If... allegedly? No.
Allegedly?
No,
man. I knew that was because let me tell you something. I told my best friend this. I said, Will likes beautiful things, whether it's a man or woman child. That one thing is not going to change. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I do want to talk about Shia LaBeouf, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Prayers up for him because he just got his ass kicked in at Mardi Gras.
I saw you reporting on it. I was like, girl, let me look at this. He got arrested earlier this week in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, of course. According to New Orleans Police Department, officers respond around 12:45 a.m. near the French Quarter area, where it was reported that he was increasingly aggressive inside of a bar. He's facing backlash also for being accused of yelling homophobic slurs. That was like the newest report that I heard. Like he was like calling people the F-A-G-G-O-T and I'm a effing kick your ass and shit.
Shia LaBeouf is too much. He needs to be worried about going to the damn doctor because didn't you hear that he gave FKA Twigs an STD?
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Do you know what the STD was?
I don't know. Let me see. I can't remember.
Right, because I know you be having exclusives, child. Okay.
Yes, it says, in a 2020 lawsuit, singer FKA Twigs accused former partner Shia LaBeouf of relentless physical, emotional, and sexual abuse throughout their years-long relationship, and knowingly gave her an STD. This is per the New York Times, but they don't disclose which STD.
Oh, hopefully it's a curable one. Ooh, Lord.
Right.
I know they dated, and they didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so unfortunate. I mean, he has a history of getting arrested. I mean, in 2014, he was charged with disorderly conduct. In 2017, public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Then in 2020, a misdemeanor and petty theft. Like, what are we doing? Like,
what are you stealing some Red Bulls from the corner? Like, what are you talking
about? Some people really can't drink.
And I'm confused. Like,
you think it's like liquor? Like, you think it's because he does seem like it's he can't keep his liquor, or maybe it could be some other things.
It's probably a combination of things. It's never just one thing when it comes to them, I feel. It's probably
somebody from the Mardi Gras actually bailed him out, I heard.
Yes, I seen a black woman, honey. During Black History Month, you doing this foolery.
Okay. Well, I mean, he didn't say no racial slurs, so I guess it slides.
Like I said, I really haven't really seen much about him as far as like his work catalog. Mm-hmm. Since Transformers, like, right. So, like, are you just like a bum now? Like no shade. I'm not trying to be mean, but what is going on? Like,
now are you just a bum now, child? Well, damn, I thought he was coming back to Transformers because they bring him back, the original director for the movies, to come back and do some. Well, I guess he's not coming back, so.
They're not about to be bringing this man back if he getting knocked upside the head in the New Orleans streets for saying the F word.
Well, you'll be surprised.
I mean, yeah, because they do, listen, they do love a redemption story. Didn't that happen to like Robert Downey Jr. or something like that?
Yeah, he was on, he was definitely an addict or whatever, and then he became Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do want to talk about Epstein for a little bit, just a little bit, because why Whoopi Goldberg made her response. Everybody's making their responses because it's being revealed that they were on the list and shit. Mentioned in the files. This is what she said.
My name is in the files. Yes. And what does it say? It says Whoopi needs a plane to get to Monaco. John Lennon's charity, it should say Julian Lennon's charity, is paying for it. Yes.
So in other words, anybody can be on this
anybody's
list.
Well, this is my point, because I'm telling you, when I tell you people are trying to turn me into, I wasn't his girlfriend. I wasn't his
friend.
You were
too old for him.
I was not only too old, but it was at a time, you know, where this is just not. You used to have facts before said stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I bring this up because there are a lot of people who are in the files that are either they're speaking out about it or they're not. And there is this conversation of just because you're on it, does that mean that you participated? Does that automatically? I thought that was, like I said, interesting. I know Naomi Campbell also spoke out recently saying that respect to the victims, but this ain't got nothing to do with me. Lady with her own island too.
Well, personally, like, I like that Whoopi addressed this. I really do, because if you don't tell people your side of the story, they're going to create their own narrative and run with it, which I feel like is happening in the case of Baby and and a bunch of other people who refuse to just address this head on. If you know that you had nothing to do with this and this is slander, you know what I'm saying? Just clear your name. I don't feel like, I know they feel like speaking on certain things adds fuel to the fire, but also that mute space, like I just said, allows people to create a narrative. And sometimes this narrative is not positive, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm glad that she really put up the emails and defended her name, because we know she used to tap dancing for them white folks, but she didn't want to be. She ain't want to be associated with this at all. So I can respect that.
Yeah. And I think that we are in a space where, because there was an unofficial list that came out. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of the people that were on that unofficial list are actually in. Right. And so there's some truthness. So, and people want to defend themselves, because I have to say, just because your name is mentioned in there does not particularly mean, I mean, we know that he was a realtor.
Yeah, it doesn't mean guilty. Like, maybe email. You could be CC'd on the email and your name's in the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So now, if you on them emails and you talking about pizza and stuff, jerky, now I'm be like, okay, yeah, my tinfoil hat is on now.
And you talking about you love the torture video or money, like that Dubai billionaire.
Okay, or Trump.
Listen.
Ciao.
I'm about to give me doc study. I'm going to just act like I did not hear nothing about that.
Speaking of weird behavior, you saw this with Michael Jordan.
Yes, honey. They was eating me up in the comments when I did a story on this.
I don't even want to replay it, but this is what the dad said.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I've gotten to know Michael and his family very well over the years I've been here with 2311. And you know, I don't see what other people see when it comes to this. You know, for me, it's a huge moment. You know, this is the biggest moment of my career. It's a huge moment for my family and for his family. And I just, you know, I put that off to the side and just think about think about the look on Yvette's face and the whole family and his whole group when they got to victory lane.
Okay. Now, you said you got ate up in your video. What did you say?
I mean, I just said that he was grabbing the boy, which he was.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really like to do too much when it comes to that, because I don't say something that's like really like slanderous or defamatory towards somebody. But he was clearly grabbing the boy, touching the boy's shirt. If you was getting ice out of it, whatever, you was getting ice out of it. But don't get mad at me because I said that he was touching the boy when he was in fact touching the boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I didn't try to say it was sexually charged or nothing like that. I did not allude to that or nothing. But people just say, yo, you're trying to tarnish his legacy. I ain't trying to tarnish it. He's on video doing it. Like, whether it was in malice or in fun or he was trying to help the fuck out or whatever, the point of the matter is he did it. It was other ways he could have got the ice out of his shirt. He could have.
Right. And I find that because I know you're very neutral when it comes to you deliver the news. So the fact that people was in your comments saying,
yes, so I'm trying to ruin his legacy, child.
I'm like, Child, maybe lucky I didn't do that damn video, because I would have definitely been like, that's some weird ass shit. Let me tell you something. Ain't no goddamn, you ain't putting no, first of all, we all were kids. We've all pranked people and put ice in people's shirts. That ice roll right on back out. You don't need to do all this.
And it's water, it dries.
Come on. Like, what? It was weird. Now, we're not trying to say that something was going on or this or whatever. But it was weird. It was a weird interaction. Just like the same time when we saw that monk that was, he did something with some little child.
Oh, I don't remember that child.
You don't remember that? The thing though, it was caught on camera and everything. Like, people was like, what the hell's going on with that? Yeah.
But nothing weird is going on. But that was just like a weird Aki moment. But
yeah. Weird. But Michael Jordan's weird anyway, but that's just my personal opinion, child. anti-black, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm real political.
Listen, honey, if he long as he charging $200 for a pair of shoes, I'm gonna stay over here.
You gonna stay over here? Have you been keeping up with Married to Medicine? Lord, child, I'm a Real Housewives of Potomac, child. Have you been keeping up with Potomac? I'm so sorry.
Oh no, you're good. Yes, I have been keeping up with Potomac too. My second favorite show, Umbrella.
Your second favorite show. Okay.
That gets up Married to Medicine, yes.
No, I mean, I was going to get into that as well, but we saw Wendy for the first time speak on this, I mean, in some type of capacity.
Yes.
You know, with her situation with the arrest and stuff and the fraud and all the stuff, child. The girls are reacting, child, because you already know Giselle was going to sit there and be like, well, we need her to say X, Y, and Z. But, I mean, I wasn't surprised that she can't speak on everything because I know that they watch.
But yes, for sure. I honestly like the relationship between Giselle and Wendy this season. I feel like Giselle, instead of being like messy, how she would normally be if it was any other person that got arrested on the cast, she was kind of coming. She has been really soft or not as harsh on Wendy as she is on other housewives, especially like during this arrest. Like you see in the reunion, she asked her, was she okay? Just even when she got arrested the first time, she said her reaction was being disappointed. It's so many other things she could have said. You know what I'm saying? Right. I feel like disappointed was a fair, mild to somebody getting arrested for insurance fraud. So I feel like that was a fair statement to say. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of her saying that Wendy needs to take a plea deal if she's offered one recently, that was a little bit messy, but for the most part, I'm liking their relationship. I feel like Wendy, I really love her. She really is my favorite housewife, but I feel like this is
just...
on this franchise. Uh-huh. But I feel like this is a situation she just needs to tackle head on, be very honest and open when it's time. Don't go implicating yourself. Don't go tying yourself up to prove shit to these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Don't go get the book thrown at you trying to defend yourself to these hoes.
I mean, I thought that was very surprising that she told her to take the plea deal. That means that they believe that you did the crimes. I mean, do we believe that she did the crimes?
Hell yes. But the thing is, I don't know if whatever sentencing or whatever like judgment she's going to get, I don't know that bad because I mean, she didn't get away with it. Right. Mm-hmm. So like she didn't steal the money. She tried to steal the money and failed. Right. So it should be like, bitch, don't do this again. Probation. Like, to me, I don't know. Now, Karen, on the other hand, when you get caught drunk driving multiple times, mm-hmm. that's a different story. But Wendy, you tried to scam. You got maybe like a month in jail or something. I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe like a month.
For trying to insurance fraud for $100 million, $100,000, over $100,000?
Well, you know what? Yeah, because you know what? Teresa and them, she only got like a year, right?
And they succeeded, right? Or did they?
They actually
got the money. Yeah, Wendy and Eddie didn't even get no money. So it's just
so they said that they had stolen jewelry that wasn't stolen. And they was wearing the damn jewelry that they said was stolen.
They talking about their house got broken into while they was on a family trip overseas. And honey, shit, she's talking about was stolen, got proven to be turned back. So you trying to get this, you trying to get the money and double dip. You already reported it. So you trying to double dip. Like,
and what's up with these housewives? I mean, are they not paying them over there in Bravo well or something? What is happening?
Honey, I don't know. Because I feel like she said that her husband's cannabis company was doing well. So I'm like, it's doing well. But then you're trying to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars insurance. Like, what's the truth? And like I said, I like Wendy, but the math thing.
I don't think I have a favorite Potomac lady. Like, it was Candace for me, but then she left.
She gonna come back, though. She's coming back. I give it.
She definitely need to come back. Yeah, she definitely need to come back. Now, Monique. Now, see, I thought I liked Monique, but then Monique because it's so weird that people say, like, why you like Monique? Because she fought Candace. I'm like, yeah, I in their own right, I like them both kind of in their own way. But she kind of pissed me off a little bit because I feel like she was really like trying to match her marriage to what Angel was had going on. And I'm just like, girl, that's not it. That's not it, girl.
Like, just y'all both dated football players with money. Like,
that's about it.
That's the only Saturday I see. Y'all both dated NFL players. Like, come on.
All right. So this is the moment that we all were here for, child. Tasha K, Dominique, T.S. Madison. That whole debacle that Tasha really, I would say, started with trying to say that Dominique and T.S. is potentially, they've been committing crimes. They've been stealing funds from these non-for-profits and they're going to jail. Mm-hmm. Okay, I saw a portion of the segment that she talked about this, so that y'all don't have to, child. I don't keep up with Tasha K, but I'm not gonna lie, Tasha K, her stuff is. I'm not gonna say it's enticing, but it's. Let me hear what she got to say. Just see what she's
talking about. The only thing I can respect about Tasha K is now that she got lashed in court, she always comes with a receipt. Now,
yeah,
with a receipt now,
and she'll say allegedly. Now, I'm like, oh, you done learned.
Even my name is allegedly. Even my name.
No, but she believes that, well, she said that the DL Whisper, and we'll get into his ass a little bit later, revealed to them that he pulled illegal transactions from T.S. Madison's starter house, I believe. She goes on to talk about Dominique and Dominique's situation. Now, that is a current pending situation in which Dominique is being accused of misusing funds for a not-for-profit that was in New York. It was supposed to be some type of funding for inmates that got out of prison, if I'm not mistaken. And there was supposed to be like a list of people that, you know, that will get the funding. And essentially, allegedly, Dominique gave out like a fake list or some shit like that. And then they also were talking about like some transactions, like Dominique got like a closet redone and a car and this, that, and the third. Like, they were pulling actual transactions and they're trying to connect it with T.S. because they started the starter house, which was T.S. Madison used her mansion to be like a safe house for trans and I believe non-binary folk that are misplaced or are homeless. They don't have a single person that lived there. They recently just added somebody on as a person that's living there, according to Tasha K. But yeah, she got this information from the DL Whisper. And I really want to know where did he get that information from? And how does he know he was able to get into the accounts and see the transactions and all this stuff? She had an investigator on or another YouTuber that was on the phone talking about things. I mean, have you been in the know of that in particular?
I've been seeing it. I don't really know more like the specifics of Dominique's case, but I have been seeing the back and forth between DL Whisper and T.S. Madison. Yeah. DL Whisper put up to her house and she came out with, what are we doing here? I really love T.S. down, so I don't want to believe that she's going to be involved in this felonious activity, but yeah, we do know the girls is good for a scam and the judges. Right. So.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like, when I was watching Tasha K's discussion, I'm just like, okay, you really got it in for Dominique because Dominique is the one that has something that's pending. And I don't particularly believe, I think that just from optics and the way that Dominique is reacting to everything, because she has been very vocal on her social medias. I think that she has a case. I think that she's going to fight whatever they're trying to push on her. And I understand that we live in a country now where they're trying to stop funding for a lot of not-for-profits that are LGBT friendly, trans friendly. So yeah, let's make up a story that this person to make an example. You get what I'm saying? So we don't know exactly. And then there was this rumor that, oh, she pleaded guilty. That's what a lot of them over the winos, child. I'm just like, she pleaded guilty? Honey, we didn't see, really? That wasn't a headline.
Right.
So it's just a lot of communication. And my whole thing is, what does it have to do with T.S.?
Right.
Because you can't say, that's her house. She bought that house.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now using it for the little starter house that, like I explained earlier, but like, it's not giving illegal, do we have any receipts? No, it's all alleged. And then that's when she starts saying, well, allegedly, and this all this. I'm like, girl, what are y'all even talking about? No, you just don't. What I saw in her segment, she was fear-mongering. The way she tried to rally up, I need you real biological women to understand that this is a slight against y'all and this, that, and the third. I'm just like, oh, okay, now I know what you're doing. See, now it's personal.
Yeah. What do they call it? A something call. I can't remember what type of call she was doing, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, What really is your issue with TS? Okay. She does her dirt. She does her. She talk about things. Y'all both get into celebrity gossip.
I think she got it in for TS because TS keep jabbing at her husband. Honestly, she
TS be doing that.
Yes, honey. Talking about how she could get her husband and all of this stuff.
Oh, see, I never heard TS say that.
Yes, she be jabbing at that hubby. She be jabbing at the hubby.
Well, Tasha. I mean,
no, the girls don't play about their man.
So. And it's so unfortunate, too, that she used the DL Whisperer to get information, air quotes, and try to give him some bullshit ass legal advice. I mean, even in the video, she talked about him. She said, I told him not to go up there because they're going to use that. You ain't tell that man shit. You don't give a goddamn. She literally got the information that she got from him. And now, look, he got arrested.
Mm.
So, I mean, let's talk about it.
Listen, what was the charge? Aggravated stalking or something like
that? It was aggravated stalking. And they also said, well, I don't know how true this is, but they said that if convicted, he could serve up to 10 years because it is, I guess it's a little bit stricter in Georgia.
Is that a felony?
Yeah. What you going to do? I mean, I know they gave you a lot of money for those the GoFundMe, so I guess you're going to use that to bail yourself out.
Oh, Lord. He started a GoFundMe after getting arrested?
You don't think he spent that money already yet? I mean, it got up to $50,000 almost, didn't it?
Oh, child. He probably done spent that.
You think he done spent it?
That's a lot of money, but that's also not a lot of money. Like, I can see somebody blowing that. Like,
no, he can't start no GoFundMe now, child. He probably currently detained. Oh, Lord.
He better get one of his friends to do it.
Oh, yeah.
When you play in the dirt like that and you digging up documents and you posting people home stuff and all type of contracts and legal documents, and it's getting weird. So, I feel like law enforcement kind of did need to step in that case because it's like you're exposing people who like literally did nothing to you and don't even know you. I don't know for what act he got arrested for, you know what I'm saying, what direct thing he did to get arrested. Right. But I've seen him in the headlines a lot for it seems like things that are not, that are really, it's just like nasty. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, like I said, I don't want to be next on the hit list, chap. So I ain't trying to say too much. But
look, he come on in, because I'm ready for it, y'all know. But he, it's so crazy how my empathy, child, I do feel bad because a little bit for him because it's clear that Tasha used him. And probably got up in his head or whatever. But I think there was also another report that he tried to, because I guess TS was having like a Halloween party or whatever, or not a Halloween party, but like a costume party. He was going to show up masked to inflict his revenge or some shit like that. It got real bad. It's real spooky-ooky, girl. What's your MO? I mean, you saw it live when he was like, I want this bitch to die. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, it's just too much. It seemed too much. Like I said, the law definitely needs to step in. I'm not even a person that called the law or think that they should be getting involved in people's shit. But when you doing stuff like that, like who knows to what ends of the earth you'll do to get your payback or to get your lick back. Yeah, it definitely, we need some paperwork between us, baby, because you, you're not well. You're not well.
Yeah, they said he ordered a restraining order as well. And I'm just like, okay.
For what?
You the one that's doing the stalking, child?
But who needs to be restrained, child?
Child. All right. Well, our last topic, because I think we're about to get up out of here, child. I think we done talked enough. But this America's Next Top Model conversation has definitely caused a stir online. Let me tell you something. I personally wanted to watch this because I heard stories about, oh, they're going to do a documentary. But when I saw that Tyra and like the cast was going to actually be there, my initial thought was that, okay, they're going to hold themselves accountable. They'll apologize. They'll talk about how wrong a lot of the stuff was. This is a good opportunity for her to address everything. And when I was watching it, I was just like, what the hell?
Now, I wonder if they knew that Tyra was going to get the amount of blowback and the amount of backlash that she has gotten, because I don't know if she necessarily would have been a part of it if she knew that she was about to be getting dragged by her lace front down I-95 from California to Maine. Like, they said that they were going to do the documentary whether she agreed to it or not. So I figure she should she probably just figured I might as well do it because this is the best way I can control the narrative if I'm a part of it, as opposed to having your story told for you. But yeah, I don't. And then for them to, in the midst of all of this, announce that the show is coming back or something like that. Like,
they did that at the end.
All like a setup, maybe, just for you to come back or something like
that. You saw the whole thing because I'm still on episode 3.
Oh, honey, I'm just reading the headlines.
Oh, you're just reading the headline. No, I was watching it because I, like I said, I was interested to see what she had to say, but God damn, like, it just was a different time. It was a different time. I kept on hearing that from all of them, really. And I think that I do think to a certain extent, because there's a lot of people saying, oh, well, it shouldn't just be on Tyra. It shouldn't just be on Tyra. We know. We understand that. I think for the most part, you don't think that?
I don't think it should be on Tyra that, like, really much at all. I think it should be on the damn show producers and the network executives, the people that signing the checks, greenlighting these decisions. Mm-hmm. Back during this time, it was what? It was a bunch of shows on TV, and everybody was doing the most on TV. It was people, cockroaches, you know what I'm saying? It's just like on Fear Factor. It's, you know what I'm saying? People doing the most on the damn karate show where they run into the obstacle. You know what I'm saying? Like, back then, it was a different time. So I do agree with that. But I feel like the network execs and the people at these networks should be held accountable. That's not so more Tyra, because really just a mouthpiece. You see, they made her fire her damn friends.
Right. But I will say this, you prided yourself on making this show to change the industry, the modeling, not change the modeling industry because you can't change it. But I mean, to have your platform to be different. You were bullied by this industry. I'm pretty sure she went through trials and tribulations when she was a model and she wanted to make a difference. That was the initial thought. Mm-hmm. Then when we got there, you were doing the same shit that was done to you. I mean, the fat shaming and for the life of me, the fat shaming, I don't think I've seen a single fat contestant on there.
Yeah, the way she looked at Takara when she on her bra and panties and she was walking down the runway.
Okay.
Look at her, she was disgusted. I'm like, oh, girl.
And then with the whole thing with the girl with the gap, and then for you to follow up and then widen somebody else's gap because it's trendy now to have gaps. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it should be all on Tyra. Let's be very clear. I think the other judges are kind of.
Janet Dickinson's ass needs to be held accountable because she was a capital B word on that show. Ooh. I was watching a clip of her critiquing one of the girls. They had a no makeup natural photo shoot. And the girl, they kept flashing back and forth from her edited to not editing photo. And Janet started making noises like a monkey. So, like, yes. Like, and it was a black girl. So, what the fuck are we doing? And Tyra just looking down, two seats down.
I think because people was expecting Tyra to say, to do something. I mean, I get it. It's unfortunate when you are the face because it's like everything seems to looks like it's falling on you. And then the Mr. J, I think he's Mr. J, right? The one with the fillers now.
Yeah. Mr. J is with Mr. J and J Alexander.
Yeah. Was saying that, oh, she was in the room. She was in the producer's room. She was there when we were editing. Okay, well, I think for me, it's very appalling because I didn't even know about this until I actually saw the documentary. And I watched a couple cycles. I didn't watch all of it. But there was a girl that was sexually assaulted on the show. And y'all made it seem like it was like a cheating scandal. So I'm not sure if you saw that in the headlines, but that was a part. That was like the first couple episodes. I forgot the contestant's name, but she was drunk. She was drinking and they actually got it on camera. They had it on. They didn't put it out, of course, but they had it on camera of this girl's assault. And it's turned into you went out and you cheated with your boyfriend and had the boyfriend call and him calling her a bitch and everything. Like, it was a whole thing. The girl got assaulted. And it's like, that's why the part where you go back to and you see Tyra's confessional, she thought, forgot the girl name almost. She was like, oh yeah, I remember her. So I think optics, it just looks bad when you're seeing the shit that's being talked about in the documentary. And then you go to the confessionals from the judges and they're just like, yeah, it was a different time.
Listen, my girl Tyra, she gonna be okay, but it's just, it's not looking good right now. You know what I'm saying? But I will say it was a different time in TV and people are more like, just like, culturally sensitive to other people and just more aware of how their actions impact others, and everybody has feelings, you know what I'm saying now? So we live in a softer time than we did. You used to be able to, your school principal used to be able to whoop you when I was in
school. Not when you was in school.
Yes, when I first started. It stopped right when, like, when I was like in kindergarten, first grade.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Well, you talk about preschool, then. Yeah, I remember that.
Like, yeah, they used to be able to spank you, like, so.
Yeah, so it's we're definitely in different times now, and yeah, I guess so. But anyway, I mean, that's that. Everybody was talking about that. It's going to be a new topic next week, child. They're going to talk about some documentary or something, child.
Right.
But thank you for coming on the show. We had some technical difficulties in the beginning.
We got
we got through it through and through.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. And I will talk to you guys later. I'm going to plug all of your socials in the description if you want to just say it right now for the show.
Okay. Well, you can follow me on Daily Hip Hop Tea on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, and Facebook too.
We're going to get that YouTube now. We want to see you more on YouTube. And maybe some longer form content.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Like, I used to do long form content back in the day, but it's a lot to record and edit. I feel like TikTok is just so quick and fast paced.
It is.
Like, YouTube, like, you can really talk about stories from like a couple of days ago on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be like,
yeah, it is a little slower on YouTube. I'm transitioning now because I was once really big on TikTok, but then I started doing YouTube because I feel like TikTok be shadow banning me a little bit because I guess they don't like me over there no more, child. But YouTube is more, it is more like you can talk about topics that are kind of like days old almost because it's more longer form content and people will come back to it and stuff. I don't know. I like it over here. It's cool for now.
I want to do it, but I just feel like it's like a whole thing I'm in my head about and I need to get out.
We gonna help you.
Period.
All right.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.